Week 3 Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, here with Sabetha Blue Jays head coach of the Lady Blue Jays. It's Rachel Wartenberger. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Well, from last time we talked, back-to-back games here for you, Coach. Rock Creek and Hiawatha both ending in defeats. Coach, what can you tell me about these last couple of games for you and your team?
Yeah, well, honestly, they were two really good teams. You know, I was pretty pleased with the way we competed. You know, Rock Creek is a phenomenal 4A team, and so we did struggle to take care of the ball, but we did some things well. I thought we rebounded fairly well. We shot the ball at the free throw line pretty well, but we still have some work to do in terms of turnovers and just taking care of the ball. Hiawatha, we competed well again. I thought we executed fairly well, but they kind of shot lights out and we weren't able to hit much. So another good team that we played there. And so just every night again, we're going to have to show up and play well, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
Yeah, and be able to take positives and work and build off of them. One of them, of course, you know, when you're very proficient with rebounding, it's something that you can kind of continue to work off of, whether it's second chance opportunities or working transition down the court. How do you feel like rebounding is going to continue to help you and your team find success throughout this season?
Yeah, well, like you said, defensively, you know, we have to get the boards to eliminate their second chance shots. So that's a big focus for us this year. You know, the whole premise of our program kind of revolves around rebounding and turnovers. You know, the more possessions we can get and keep, the better it is for us, the worse it is for them. So, yeah, rebounding is huge. It's something we drill every day and something that we need to continue to get better at. And on the offensive side, we've got to improve on that side.
So, of course, you have some time here to kind of get things, get players healthy, kind of work through some practices as the winter break comes up here. But, of course, before we get to that winter break, we have Royal Valley this Friday, you know, a Big East matchup. What can you tell me here about this Royal Valley team here coming up on Friday?
Yeah, they're kind of one of those streaky teams, we feel like, where, you know, if they get hot, they can play really well. And so we're going to have to, again, show up, be ready to compete, and do the things that we want to do really well. And so we're looking forward to that. We want to go into Christmas break strong. So, yeah, we're just excited for that game and hope to kind of kick off the break on a positive note there.
Yeah, and then right after Christmas, you go into some holiday matchups there. You got a matchup against Johnson Brock on the 30th and then against Auburn on the 31st. So, you know, again, how are you going to attack this kind of this Christmas winter break here with you and your team? You know, what are some things you're going to work on in practice? But then also, you know, kind of take on a couple of those games right there by New Year's, Johnson Brock and also Auburn.
Yeah, you know, I think these are opportunities just to see some different teams. Like you said, they're kind of out of state, and so we don't see them. We've maybe played them in summer league, but we haven't played their structured team before, and so it's going to be an opportunity just to play someone different. And again, our goal every day when we step on the court where our program is at, we just need to improve on the things that we want to build on, and for us that's defense, rebounding, and turnovers. So that's what we're going to continue to work on.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you here for joining us for this first part of the season. We'll recollect there in the second part of the season around that first week of January. So, Coach, thank you for your time as always. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. And again, thank you for jumping on here and joining us for week number 3 of Coach's Shows.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was head coach Rachel Wartenberger of the Sabetha Blue Jays girls team. Again, this locker room chat here brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Again, upcoming on the schedule for the Sabetha Blue Jays is Royal Valley here on Friday, and then on the 30th and 31st, Johnson Brock and Auburn.